When Cyprus is attacked, it is Europe that is attacked, French President Emmanuel Macron said on March 9th. Cyprus was just attacked, but more specifically, it was a British military base in Cyprus that was attacked. But it wasn't Britain that came immediately to the defense, to defend the island. It was much rather various European countries that came surrounding the island to protect it, allegedly. But a dispute was earlier between the United States and Britain using that military base to launch an attack on Iran. To join us today, we have the United Cyprus Republican Party General Secretary and also the founder of an NGO, the Byzantine National Lifeboat Institution, Mr. Nicholas Komnenos, to help us put all of that into context. Welcome again on the show.
Thank you for having me here.
So it was a British base that was attacked recently by a drone, allegedly from Hezbollah. But what is the sentiment right now in Cyprus about those British military bases? I hear there were protests against them.
Well, this is the first time Cyprus was under attack since 1974. So definitely it is a huge political and domestic event for Cyprus citizens. And it was a shock for everybody around the region. But you can recall that since 2024, our political party is calling for stopping warmongering. And I believe back in the day, a year ago, we discussed in much details the risk of a war in Cyprus or around Cyprus. I believe it was you who invited me for a show. And a year ago, we were discussing exactly this scenario, which is unfolding in front of our eyes. So definitely, we issued jointly a good warning, a one-year warning against warmongering. It is a very dangerous situation in Cyprus at the moment, and it is not a surprise that all major European powers, including France, Italy, Netherlands, Germany, are sending their armies and navies to Cyprus. So definitely the civil society in Cyprus is on high alert and very nervous.
Yeah, that's right. So the French, they have even sent their nuclear aircraft carrier over there, and they have sent 8 frigates and 2 helicopters. That was probably the largest response from a European country, but Greece was probably one of the fastest, who sent 2 frigates and 4 of the F-16s, which they get from the United States, of course. But it also is interesting how much the United States, whereas President Donald Trump saw Cyprus as a strategic point where he thought it would give him a good advantage using that island for the attacks on Iran. So you can see how Cyprus is drawn more and more into the war in itself, in the conflict in the Middle East. But do you think there's a heightened risk now where you would say that Britain might be losing those bases in Cyprus, given first of all the public sentiment in Cyprus, but also the lack of willingness to defend the military bases? Because we're seeing much stronger response from Europe right now, having an interest in using Cyprus rather than Britain in itself, who actually said in the beginning to Donald Trump, hey, don't use our bases, we have no interest here.
Well, British bases or sovereign bases in Cyprus are part or were created by the Treaty of Establishment of Cyprus. It is a sovereign territory of the United Kingdom, and the United Kingdom is still a guarantor power in Cyprus. So definitely, the part of the Cyprus population is against the presence of these British or foreign bases in Cyprus, and definitely the recent attack raise an argument against using part of the Cyprus territory as a target, a potential target for the military conflict in the area. But as we see the case with Chagos Island and which was basically given back to the people by the United Kingdom. The United States put a lot of pressure on the United Kingdom not to allow the local population of Chagos Island to demilitarize the area. So we see that Britain is under huge pressure from the United States and maybe even from Israel to continue to allow them to use these military bases, no matter what the people of Cyprus are saying. And I would say that Cyprus politicians are evidently silent, on, except our political party, are evidently silent on the issue of the British bases. No one is raising alarm seriously in any international court.
Well, that's an interesting point for the comparison to the Chagos Islands. It could very well be that Britain gives up its sovereign right to those bases, but that the bases itself then will be used by other military powers, if not the United States, Europe, since Cyprus is now part of the European Union and is not part of the NATO alliance. So Europe may be saying, like Britain, we are taking care of those bases in the future. And that wouldn't eliminate the danger for Cyprus, of course, to be drawn into a conflict. Now, with the recent conflict, it was said that it was a Hezbollah drone that might have flown in there, but it was, even if that's the case, it was just one single drone. But then, as you said, the response from Europe was just overwhelming, where you can really see that this is not just defending against a single drone. Cyprus itself could defend against a single drone attack. They could say, we are not part of that war and we are not drawn in. But with that massive armada of European ships, there's just a much higher likelihood of Cyprus being drawn into the conflict one way or another. So do you see like that those European troops, after the conflict is over, do you think they will just stay there and have their military presence more permanent in the waters around Cyprus?
Definitely, the presence of the huge armada of Navy vessels and F-16s from Greece is not proportional to the single drone attack. So, my opinion and the opinion of our Central Committee is that it is an issue of who control the airspace around Cyprus. And my opinion is that these frigates from different European nations, their prime mission is to establish the full so-called intelligence gathering around who is flying over and from where in Cyprus, because no one issued any credible information from where this single drone came around. And I believe now these Navy vessels will be strictly monitoring the airspace around Cyprus to prevent any false flag attack on Cyprus. So basically, yes, it's very dangerous potentially to station a lot of military assets, but these frigates are not hugely capable aircraft carriers unless the Charles de Gaulle will came around, not yet arrived. They are more intelligent gathering ships. So we can discuss further why Cyprus did not produce any evidence on the source of this drone. But definitely, this armada of ships so far, it, for us, is more like intelligence gathering and airspace control sensors and vessels.
Yeah, just on that latter point that you discussed here about intelligence, Cyprus itself already is one of the main spots for Europeans to be able to gather intelligence in the Middle East with those British bases as well. So it just seems like they're just stepping it up to be able to have their independent European missions, to be knowing exactly what's going on with the war and how they themselves could be responding to any threats. But to go back to something that you actually discussed earlier, the protests in Cyprus, there was chants, for example, out with the basis of death. So there's a significant portion, perhaps, or minority in Cyprus that really sees those British bases as very negative to them. So does this war increase the negative sentiments toward Britain, but also toward the United States, who wanted to use those bases?
The public opinion in Cyprus is controlled by the media, and the media is controlled by the government, and the Cyprus government is a close ally of the United States and of the United Kingdom. And it is proved by a recent visit of the Prime Minister of Great Britain to Cyprus. So basically, I'm not going to say that Cypriots are strongly against the British bases, but the first time Cyprus was under attack from some military force abroad, and definitely people are scared. But Cyprus people are definitely not yet ready to raise their arms against their government, and their government is definitely in alliance with the United States and with Israel and with the United Kingdom. So this alliance is basically a threat. But the people are still yet to understand that. So not the British bases per se, but the alliance with one of the adversaries in the war makes Cyprus vulnerable.
Do you see any significance for France, in particular French President Emmanuel Macron, who visited the island and sent the most ships into the area? Do you see any significance with France taking the lead in this regard?
It is very interesting that you mentioned that I'm heading, and I'm a founder of Byzantine National Lifeboat Institution, and we are deep in the history of Cyprus, and definitely seeing there was an event in Paphos the day before where the theme of Crusaders was entertained by the president of Cyprus in a theatrical manner. So the arrival of the French armada of ships resembles kind of a crusade, because as we know, the crusaders were mostly from France. But this is kind of historical excursion. I don't believe that France is interesting to fight the war. I believe France, as other European nations, are interested to gather intelligence and to know what is going on around Cyprus in the Middle East. This is their prime goal. But definitely, there is a sentiment among some Cypriots that the French, as the new crusaders are coming to save Cyprus, is the one of the remnants of the Byzantine Empire.
Thank you again for your insight into what's going on in Cyprus right now. We definitely see, as you said, since we had that interview a year ago, Cyprus becoming more and more into the news. And just as we expected, it is being drawn into Middle Eastern conflict. And instead of Britain really taking a lead there, although they have the British bases, it's Europe that instead wants to be seen as the defender of Cyprus. They want to be able to gather the intelligence from Cyprus and gather the intelligence there to see what's going on in the Middle East and to prepare for whatever missions that they might be planning. So thanks again for coming on the show and giving us some of those insights.
Thank you very much, and always welcome on your show.
Why does everybody have such passion to get control of Cyprus? Britain has two huge bases there, takes up about 3% of the country, and yet the nation that's really been controlling that has been the United States. But now Britain is, of course, is coming out of the European Union, which means they're going to lose that control of those bases, and which means also that America is going to be pushed out in just a matter of time. And Europe keeps rising. Germany keeps rising and leading Europe, and is going to lead the Holy Roman Empire with its powerful nation. And it will be a church-state combine. It is called the Holy Roman Empire.
This was Trumpet Editor-in-Chief J.F. Louis from a Key of David program in 2019. For many years, Mr. Flouy has warned that America and Britain will lose access to the military bases in Cyprus. But he also warned that this will not make our world or Cyprus a safer place. Instead, a German-led Europe will take over those military bases or military installations in Cyprus and be able to conduct their own military adventures in the Middle East. In fact, he warned, based on Bible prophecy, that Cyprus will be the most likely spot from where World War III will be launched, as prophesied in Daniel 11 and verse 40. Germany and Europe have since then drastically increased their military presence in the region, and as you keep watching Cyprus, you can see this forecast to become true. This is the bad news, but the good news is also that these Bible prophecies are giving us hope. Hope that God has shown us where world events are leading, and hope that He will intervene before it is too late, as prophesied in Matthew 24. To learn more about these prophecies and the world events as they revolve around Cyprus, you can read Mr. Flouy's article, Why Germany Conquered Cyprus, on our website, thetrumpet.com. Thanks to engineering and production to George Adad. My name is Jose Michels. Keep watching your world.